Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on a New Year's Eve live show, 10:06 here in California. Take 580 to the Caldecott Tunnel, go to Highway 24. You know, it's, some people say it's important to set goals somehow. I just wonder, your timeline, do you have one about when you think maybe if things might get back to normal? Because you hear these experts, it's really going to be 2023 when we really get back to normal. I'm like, wait, what? I was kind of hoping summer. Well, we're not actually going to have a situation where, like, okay, the people who don't take the virus are going to need to get herd immunity. And like, all right. What happened in your life to make you think that the government is trying to give you something? And that's the thing I think it is most remarkable about this vaccine, is that this isn't giving you a little tail of the dog. Because, you know, those other vaccines, let's build up the antibodies by giving them the thing they're trying to avoid in a non-lethal dose. You could say, well, I don't want that, right? This is one of the most ingenious things I've ever heard in my life, whereas they can take on a molecular level and put a fake crown on something to make your body think that it's the corona, and it makes it fight anything that looks like it, and it's in an oily lipid. And I can't believe, well, first of all, I can't believe most of the things we've invented. If I was in charge, we'd still be living in caves, you know? I'd be throwing rocks at people coming by. It's nearly miraculous that human beings have been able to make something like this. You're like, nah, I'm good. Nah, I'll take my chances. I'll just live in the woods. I don't think you are going to live in the woods. I think you're going to be right there at Target with the rest of us. Alrighty then. We got open lines, baby. 1-800-878-PLAY for a couple more hours here at 20. So come on back, you downs.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit. Brought to you by Nauzeen.
It's 2 a.m. on New Year's, and the combo of greasy sliders and week-old eggnog has your stomach feeling like it's ready to uncork like cheap champagne.
For your first resolution, do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauzeen?
Take Nauzeen.
Correct. Nauzeen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get fast-acting Nauzeen now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Check me out, girlfriend, and welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call up and talk some sports here. Remember I was just saying that, I've been saying a lot of weird stuff in the first hour, but I was saying that Adam Silver is our best commissioner. And he just has put out a decree, or a mandate, probably is more like it. But how about this? The National Basketball Association will be implementing a contact tracing program that will require all players and many team staff members as well to wear sensor devices during all team organized activities outside of games. This is a league memo that has been obtained by ESPN. I just wonder if it got leaked or not, or if it was actually obtained. You know, I actually went to the NBA home offices in Manhattan, and they didn't let me upstairs. There was a there's an NBA store downstairs, a super expensive, you know, Manhattan NBA store. And when I went, of course, the Warriors were the team of the universe, and there was a lot of Warrior stuff that you were going to pay. You know, add $20 to anything that you would buy out here, Warrior related. And it's for, you know, these tourists flying from Japan and France and Brazil or whatever. And it's like, oh, you got Warrior stuff? Oh, we got Warrior stuff. They didn't let me upstairs. But anyway, up on those upper floors there, this mandate has come down and it will begin on January 7th in a week. They will be required, players and staff, to wear something called the Kinexon Safe Zone Contact Sensor Device. Get in the zone, Kinexon Safe Zone. This is kind of Big Brother-y. I think Bernie would have liked it and AOC because they're communists. No. Communists. people know what communism is? I don't think they know what communism is. I know people don't know what treason is. You know, they have no idea what treason is. It's like, wait, is this ballot good? I think so. Treason! Oh, we've never been more dumb. Just think, all the information we need is at our fingertips, how to spell words, what words mean. You know how often I look up words? Like, what does that actually mean? Where does it come from? What's the root? It used to be, for millennia, you'd go through your whole life not knowing, or you'd have to drag your butt to a library to find out. With all this information, we've never been more stupid. But players and staff members will be required to wear, once again, it just rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it? Kinexon Safe Zone contact sensor device. They will have to wear it on the team plane, on the team bus, at practice, at the arena working out, or at the practice facility. Players aren't required to wear them during games. Oh, you think? Clunk. What's that? He's wearing a wire. Well, he went up for a layup and it fell off. Oh, they don't have to wear it at the team hotel. Now, that's interesting. I would think if they were going to come into contact with people who might have the virus, it would be at the team hotel, but whatever. They don't have to wear it there. The sensor is being required now, and if you don't wear it, if you take it off and say, screw this, screw the man, screw Big Brother, you will be disciplined. And it's not clear what those disciplines or penalties will be if they don't wear the device. But you're basically now under house arrest with the ankle bracelet. I mean, think about that. The closest I ever want to come to an ankle bracelet are those, like... I don't know if you live in an urban area, but there are some grocery stores in San Francisco and Oakland that if you take the cart past the yellow strip in the parking lot, it will beep because they just have too many carts stolen. It's like Bubbles on Trailer Park Boys, you know, collecting the carts, doing whatever he wants with grocery carts. But look, it's a pain and it sucks. And I would raise an eyebrow. I got to do what? And they go, it's only for team stuff. Okay, but I got to work out and practice and wear it? Yeah, you have to wear it. So when they said, will this reveal my GPS location? No, this is not a transponder. That's it. Well, then what does it do? Listen to this, folks. This is a true story. It will alert you if you come into contact with another person, if you come within 6 feet of a person who's wearing a sensor. Well, if you're practicing, I've never seen an NBA game where everyone stayed 6 feet apart. Well, maybe in the fourth quarter of a blowout. But still, I kid, every free throw. You know, those guys in the low block, they're leaning in, their arms are up, their shoulders are touching, and then now flop sweat. When I played high school basketball, one of my teammates, he was either a power forward or a center. He was one of our tallest guys. He had this flop sweat like you see from a racehorse. It was disgusting. And, you know, you're wearing tank top. If you bumped into him, it was like someone took, like, gelato and threw it at you. Oh, it was so gnarly. But anyway, the sensors don't record your GPS location. It just goes, like a smoke alarm. Anytime someone's within 6 feet. Now, what it does is it monitors the, quote, distance and duration of interperson interactions with the other person who's wearing a sensor. And then those interactions will then be reviewed by the league. And may include some interviews with those parties involved in these interactions. And NBA Senior Vice President David Weiss told ESPN, we're hopeful that it can also be used not only when there are cases, but proactively to try to reduce contacts before there are cases. Wait, what? The NFL, excuse me, the NFL tried something kind of like this, and the NBA tried to do this in the bubble as well. And you might say, well, where do you put the sensor? And they say, well, if you're just walking around the facility, you can have it on a lanyard around your neck, or you can wear it as a wristband. Well, at practice, I probably won't wear it as a lanyard around my neck, so if I'm going up for a layup, I don't have somebody try to hang me on the way up. I'll wear it as a wristband. But you'd say, well, what's the purpose behind this? I guess to make you more aware, oh no, you're getting close, but it's also to see this guy was next to him and him and him the most. Now this guy has the virus. These guys need to be quarantined. You know, because how does it work now? A quarterback has the virus. Everybody in the quarterback room, you're out. That's what happened to the Broncos, right? That's the way it works now. Now they're trying to have more data. To me, much as I love Adam Silver, this might be more of a pain than it's worth it. But we'll see. Being proactive, I guess, which is good. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break. Come on back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
To me, it's like a mountain. A vast bowl of pus.
Tittle beats his servants.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Email here from great Chrissy. Thanks for everyone who's written in and called in this year, by the way. Rick, what do you think about P.K. Subban and Lindsey Vonn breaking up? Do you care? I did see that. Of course, the great blue liner, P.K. Subban, who I believe is 5 years younger. I think he's 31 and Vaughn is 36. Obviously I don't care. I don't know them, but I will say, if with Lindsey Vonn, I mean, how many times has she been engaged? She was married, and then Tiger, and then PK, and they were engaged. I would recommend to her that maybe the next guy not be a professional athlete. I don't know. Maybe find a nice software engineer, you know. But apparently that's not what she wants. She's not attracted to that type of guy. But, you know, I don't know. It's probably a good thing, right? I mean, if they break up, then it's better to do it now than if they're married and have kids or something, right? So just look at it that way, Chrissy. It's a good thing. Yeah, and then they can start the new year fresh, right? Do you have a New Year's resolution? Do you have one? Will it last more than 5 minutes, do you think? Maybe, yes, no, maybe so. It could. I saw an interesting column out of the Miami area that basically imploring the Dolphins to bench Tua for good. And that's for the rest of this season, I think that's probably wise if you want to do something in the playoffs. And that is disappointing that a guy drafted that high can't beat out a old lumberjack from Harvard. But that's just the way it is. But for good, what are you, nuts? And I was very critical of Tua Tagovailoa when I saw him play against the Raiders. I thought he was not just bad, but just horrendously unathletic. And it looked like if someone, like, you know, it's like if you were wearing a sling and someone says, okay, while keeping your elbow pressed to your ribs, throw a football. I mean, that's how he was throwing. And it almost seemed like he had to, like, turn his whole body, like he had a kink in his neck. And he would stand there and get sacked, and he had bad feet. And he looked horrible. He really did. He looked bad, but he looked so great in college. I don't understand it. I don't know what the hell happened. But no, you don't bench him for good. There's something to be said about the RG3 thing when the Redskins at the time, sorry, am I allowed to say that? The WFT. Not WTF, Mark Maron. The WFTs, they drafted Kirk Cousins in the same draft. Now, if Ryan Fitzpatrick was 21 or 22 and was in the same draft, you might say, well, let's see what we have in this kid. And that still would hurt that you missed so bad on a top five pick. But even then, you give Tua another year. So no, you don't bench him for good. You know, what I want to do with Tua is I want to read in a couple months from now, hopefully we're all here, that Tua had, you know, Lyme disease or something. You know, Tua had tendonitis in his elbow. I want to hear that something was wrong, but he was too tough. I mean, this is a tough kid. Everybody in the NFL is tough, except maybe a kicker. Jeff Samardzija once told me that. He said baseball players are like punters. That's how tough they are. And, you know, he could back it up. But, man, oh, man. I want to hear that Tua had something wrong with him, that he's not just like that. And, look, you could say, Rick, you saw him on a bad day. If he was Justin Herbert, right, and he threw four picks, you know, you'd say, oh, wow. Like, I saw a game earlier this year where Drew Lock threw like four picks, but he looked athletic, you know. And Justin Herbert, you could say, yeah, he threw four picks. You know, even Peyton Manning probably had a game like that, I would imagine. And you'd say, well, you know, but if you, it's not a matter of turnovers and having a bad day. It's just a matter of how you look physically, the lasting impression. But you know, as I said, these games wind down. There are people playing for their jobs. You know, what if the Jets win and they end the season on a 3-game winning streak? To me, that would be the worst thing. I mean, that would be great for Sam Darnold, because Joe Douglas, the GM, would have to say, hey, maybe we should draft Penei Sewell and protect him and maybe get him some real weapons in here. You know, or we'll draft Kyle Pitts, the tight end, or we'll draft, you know, Devontae, whatever. We'll draft a guy who will help Darnold. But you don't want to keep Adam Gase. Do you? I don't ever call for people to get fired. That's not cool. But I can't see the stain of starting off 0-13 or whatever it was. but the stain of starting off like that, I guess it was 0-13, and then having a 3-game win streak to end the season and go, see, he's got this thing turned around. Now, you know, you got to avoid the interim tag, the sort of war bride mentality. And I'm sure there were war brides that were ended up being great marriages. And you could say war husband, too. I know we put it on the bride, but it's also a war husband. In other words, you take a girl to the prom and she held your hand and kissed you on the cheek, and now you're going to be going, you know, to Iwo Jima. Hey, do you want to get married? I get it. I really do. Like, this might be it for me. Do you want to get married? Yeah. But you're not thinking properly, because then you come back from Iwo and you're like, wait, I'm married to you? I don't even know who the hell you are. You smell bad. And she's like, well, I didn't realize that you have a fat butt and that you snore. Right? So to me, at this point, that's where your mentality would be if you're like, let's keep Adam Gase. I never liked Sam Darnold talent-wise from the beginning. So, you know, it would have been very easy if they did have that first pick, because you just take Trevor Lawrence, because you cannot be the team that passes on Trevor Lawrence. You know, just think, the Packers, they couldn't pass on Jordan Love. They traded up to get him. We can't pass on him, even though we're a great team and we could really use a guy who can help. You know, and they're facing the scenario that with Garoppolo in New England, when it comes time to pay Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers is still going to be standing there. Aaron Rodgers is your NFL MVP, by the way, in a runaway vote. What is he, 40 touchdowns and 4 picks? I mean, it's not even a discussion that Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. But getting back to Darnold and Gase, if you had Trevor Lawrence, you just draft him and you move on and no one will question you. It's like, too bad about Darnold. There would be 3 Jets fans on the planet, and those 3 all had paid for a Darnold jersey going, no, man, give him a chance. You would have been the 1%. And yes, pejorative term again. But now that there's no Lawrence, now you'd say, well, is Trask an upgrade? Is Jones an upgrade? Is Fields, Wilson, any of these guys an upgrade from Darnold? So I would still move on from Darnold one way or another, whether trade, free agency, or draft. But if I'm Douglas, I need a new regime. It's just there's too much of a stain here. You know, it's just that the whole saying about doing the exact same thing and expecting different results. The Jets didn't turn a corner outside of getting rid of a long losing streak. You know, the ball finally bounced away a couple times. They got a little pride. These are former college All-Americans. They're professional athletes. They turned the corner as far as just getting a couple of games under their belt. They didn't turn the corner for a complete culture change. So, but, you know, I remember sitting in front of the late Tony Sperano saying, look at my body of work. And I said, you were 0-9 when you got on a plane. You're 52-0 at St. Louis, the worst loss in history. Look at my body of work? I'm looking at it. The Raiders actually played better under Dennis Allen, and then they got fired. He got fired. They played worse. So I'd be very surprised if Adam Gase sticks around, but he's going to say, look, I won 3 straight if they win. I'm Rick Tittle. The lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. Get on back.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy 4, get the 5th one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need to start the year right.
Whether you meet at the office or on a video chat.
Or whether your commute is now measured in feet rather than miles.
Staples has everything you need, like home office furniture, the latest tech, and organizational supplies at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, 2021 dated desk pads are just $3.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Get a fresh start this year with big savings from Staples. Ends 1/2/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Del.
Hmm?
Why did you kiss my ear?
Why are you holding my hand?
Where's your other hand?
Between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
No! No!
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
Thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. You might have heard that commercial from one of our sponsors, and please give them your custom staples. The original name of that store was called Thumbtacks. Yeah, I made it up. By the way, I mentioned, you know, if the Jets take Zach Wilson 2 overall, I saw that in Chris Trapasso's latest mock draft. CBS Sports have had Chris on the show. anyone named Wilson at a BYU makes my bladder hurt. No offense to him. He's supposed to have a lightning quick delivery and super athletic, 6'3", and but yeah, no, it's just, what are you going to do? You know, it's like if you're the quarterback at LSU and your name is Jamarcus Johnson. It's like, Jamarcus? I know. It's like, I'm not him. We just have the same first name. Yeah, but Jamarcus? No, don't worry if I'm Wilson. Please leave it alone. Please. I still look, you know, whenever there's a mock, I go ahead and take a little looky-loo. And I look at the, I want to say local teams. My team ain't local anymore. They moved to a different friggin' state. But, you know, some people say that the Niners move on from Garoppolo. They don't, you know, unless they can figure out a way to get Trevor Lawrence. They're going to have Garoppolo one more year. They'll probably draft a guy. They'll probably do like a Beathard thing. It'll be like, well, maybe this guy will be a backup. It'll be sort of like some third or fourth round pick. And it's like, wait, do you like the guy or not? And it's like, well, I mean, is he really going to be better than Mullins or Beathard? We'll see. But Trapasso has the Niners taken a tackle, Elijah Vera Tucker out of USC, to keep Garoppolo upright. Like, all right. And then as the Raiders take in the Pittsburgh defensive lineman, Rashad Weaver. And apparently this is a guy who's an inside rusher. If he's Aaron Donald, fine. I'd rather have the outside rusher. But I said the Gregory Russo might not be on the board at that point. That's the draft. We'll get to the draft when the draft comes, right? Or should we talk about it? Let's do the entire mock draft right now. No. But when you think about the NFL salaries, and remember when Le'Veon Bell was going to take a stand for all running backs, and the Steelers were going to make him the highest paid ever, he said, no, we need to be paid much more, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you think about it, in 2017, when that all started going down, Devontae Freeman signed a 5-year contract extension with the Falcons that gave him $8 million a year. And that was the highest, if you can believe it. And then the Rams, the next year, gave Hurley a deal worth $57 million. And that came out to 14.3, which was basically a 75% increase in 1 year. And then, of course, the Rams cut Gurley. Even though he ran for over 800 yards, they still cut him. Gurley didn't play any of his new contract years since that fourth-year extension. But, you know, he was the NFL Offensive Player of the Year when he signed it. And he's $20 million better from that extension than playing out his rookie contract. And, by the way, his deal with the Falcons, $5.5 million. So, there are a lot of people who just believe there's a better way to allocate your finances than paying a running back. You just don't do it. Now, if you have Derrick Henry, who the Titans franchised after a season where he led the NFL in rushing, and he already has more yards this year. Talked about he could get to 2,000. But they decided they wanted to keep him around. And they gave him a four-year, $50 million deal this summer. And the first 2 years are $25.5 million fully guaranteed, and he got paid, and he played better. You know, I always point to Klay Thompson and Draymond. When they signed their second contracts, they actually played better, which is nice. It's not like a Corey Littleton type of situation. But are you going to tell me that signing Dalvin Cook wasn't worth it? I mean, he got healthy, they knew what they had in him, and they gave him a $63 million five-year extension. This is one of the best running backs in the NFL. He's having one of the best Vikings seasons in history. He leads the entire league for yards with scrimmage. You know that? More, I would have said Alvin Kamara leads. No, Dalvin Cook leads the NFL with yards from scrimmage. He's just under 2,000 yards. He has 16 rushing touchdowns. That's tied for the league. He's second in rushing, 1,557 yards. He's crushing it. But the Vikings are 6-9. Speaking of Kamara, five-year, $75 million extension, $15 million per year, 34.3 guaranteed. And last year he had some knee and ankle problems, but I mean, if you think about the first month of the season, this guy was basically the best player in the NFL. I mean, he was fantastic. But that game against the Niners, what was that, a little over a month ago, he had the collapsed lung. Other than that, he was on pace to put up all sorts of these Dalvin Cook types of numbers. But, I mean, nonetheless, Kamara is still an awesome player. And what did he do in his last game? Oh, you mean the one on Christmas against those said Vikings with Dalvin Cook on the other sideline? All he did was have six rushing touchdowns. Worth every penny. Now, there are some guys that would be worth every penny if they played, and that would be Christian McCaffrey. I mean, his extension averages $16 million a year, basically $1 million a game, right? But he's the prime example of why people want to avoid the running back position and paying them. I mean, look at Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, he's been trending in the wrong direction since he signed that $100 million deal, the first running back to ever sign the $100 million deal. I also like the way Jerry Jones looked at him, because Ezekiel Elliott had his fro that looked exactly like two Mickey Mouse ears. It was like two pom-poms of afro that, I swear, it looked like he was wearing a Mickey Mouse hat. And I wonder if Jerry Jones is like, I can't really take it seriously with hair like that. Zeke, we want to give you, blah, blah, blah. But this guy, you know, he was a two-time rushing champion. Highest paid running back in the NFL. And three-time Pro Bowler, averaging, you know, almost 85 yards a game. But before that, he signed a big deal. He was averaging 101 yards per game. This year, 66 yards per game. And what do they do with Elliott? If there is a real belief that this is him for the rest of the contract, that he's washed up, that he's damaged goods, that he's banged up, his base salary next year is $12 million. his base salary the year after that is 12 mil. And then you talk about salary guarantees, another 10.8. And if they got rid of him, they'd be looking at about $25 million in dead money. You'd be looking at a cap hit of about 14 mil. Well, look, the thing is, if he's on the team, these years are going to vest. And so then you're going to be stuck with him no matter what you do. So that's why there's been talk that they're trying to trade him, that they think that we got all we could out of him and now it's bad. But even with Le'Veon Bell, I mean, you say, oh, he went to the Jets. When he went to the Jets, he got a $52.5 million contract. And because he hit some incentives, it went up to 60 mil. Fully guaranteed $27 million. And what did they do with him? Five games into the season, they cut him. And he went to the Chiefs for $700,000 in a veteran salary base year. So for 21 games with the Jets, he made $27 million. And the Jets are going to have to eat over $15 million in dead money. Was that a good deal? No. But if you feel sorry that Le'Veon Bell passed up money, once again, he's still in the league. He already was a millionaire, and he got $27 million. For 21 games. But then some of the lesser name guys who are still good players, I mean, David Johnson, he signed a 3-year, $30 million extension right before the season started. Remember, this was for the DeAndre Hopkins deal. I guess they wanted to say, hey, this is the guy. Good for him. He's been on Tittle. Joe Mixon. I always remember the story of Joe Mixon. He went to high school here in the Bay Area. It was at Deer Valley, Pittsburgh High, one of those. And he beat up a girl, and then the girl's father went to the high school campus to beat up Joe Mixon. And he had some bad, and even Oklahoma, he had some bad times on the old domestic abuse front. But he still got a $48 million extension. And game six, he hurt his foot and just came back. But, I mean, who's next to get paid in this line? And will they get paid? You look at Aaron Jones. He's in his contract year with Green Bay. He says he wants to stay. By the way, he just switched his agent to Drew Rosenhaus. And also, I don't know if you saw, but Dwayne Haskins fired his agent, too. I guess it was his agent's fault. But Aaron Rodgers would like to keep him around. What about Nick Chubb in Cleveland? A Pro Bowl again, and he did sprain his MCL, missed four games. But, you know, ever since he's come into the league, which is 2 years ago, he's third in the NFL in rushing, over 5 yards a carry. And you look at the deal that Kareem Hunt signed there, $12 million extension for him. And Kareem Hunt, of course, won the rushing title in 2017. So, I don't know. I think there are certain guys you could say, well, I mean, McCaffrey would have been doing what Kamara and Cook were doing if he was healthy. And yeah, similar, maybe not exactly, but he would be giving you a similar output. So the injury factor is always there. But you can see why running backs, they don't get drafted as high as they used to be. I mean, when Josh Jacobs was drafted, he was the only running back in the first round, and he's turned out great, thankfully. But he's been banged up. It takes a lot of wear and tear, there's no doubt. All right. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come on back and close out hour number 2 of 3. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one. Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Oh, I would love that. And then maybe afterwards we can go field herping. That's when you go out and you look for reptiles.
Rick Tittle once threw a tennis ball at a donkey.
Thank you for that. A couple of minutes left in hour number two of three. We'll have boxer Seamus McDonough, who fought Evander Holyfield. He's now an actor. We'll have him on in the third hour. Another day, another shutdown in the NFL. The Browns facility this time, they just reopened their facility yesterday because of COVID-19 positive results, and now they've closed it again. The club statement is, the Cleveland Browns were informed of two additional positive COVID-19 test results among our players this morning. The Browns facility is currently closed while contact tracing is conducted to identify any high-risk close contacts. The team will continue to work remotely this morning while following the NFL, NFLPA intensive protocols as the health and safety of our team staff and entire community remains our highest priority. Remember, we'll get into Rick's picks on next hour, they need to beat the Steelers and get to the playoffs for the first time since Truman was president. But, you know, they were feeling better. They activated Ronnie Harmon. This is a guy who's been out about a month with a shoulder injury, the safety. But those COVID guys that went on the list, Harrison Bryant, Andrew Sandejo, and Carl Joseph, the former Raiders first-round pick out of West Virginia. Here, we're open. No, we're not. We're closed. Yep, that's the way it goes. I'm Rick Tittle. Quick, hard news break. Come on back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The post-Brexit trade deal reached between Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government and the European Union was signed into UK law by Queen Elizabeth II on Thursday morning. The law will come into effect at 11 p.m. Thursday UK time when the Brexit transition period officially ends. The European Union and China agreed on Wednesday to an investment deal that will give European companies greater access to Chinese markets. The agreement has been nearly 7 years in the making and is likely to take at least another year to complete. As it forms a new relationship with China, the EU views the communist nation as a partner and a systemic rival. The Vatican said on Thursday Pope Francis will not lead a New Year's Eve and New Year's Day services because of a flare-up of his sciatica condition, which produces leg pain in his right leg. The Vatican did report the Pope will lead his noon prayer on Friday as scheduled. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Becky Hammon on Wednesday night unintentionally became the first woman to coach an NBA team. The assistant coach took over the San Antonio Spurs after coach Greg Popovich was ejected in a 121-107 loss to the Los Angeles Lakers. When Popovich hired Hammon in 2014, he praised her basketball IQ, work ethic, and interpersonal skills. Who's the most admired man in America? Dan Nowrocki reports.
According to a new poll, President Trump is the most admired man in America. The yearly Gallup poll shows Trump edging out former President Obama to take the top spot this year. President-elect Joe Biden, Pope Francis, the Dalai Lama, and LeBron James also made the top 10. The sitting president has been named most admired in 60 of the poll's 74 years. Michelle Obama took the top spot as the most admired woman, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in second and First Lady Melania Trump in third. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Nowrocki.
How could we have not made that poll, huh? This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As we wrap up 2020 with a great big good riddance, how can we move 2021 into a more positive role in our lives? USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Jerry Weiss-Corbelly of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
It's college football bowl season. Dan Nowrocki gets us up to date.
Action Wednesday began with Wisconsin taking the Duke's Mayo Bowl over Wake Forest, 42-28. Number six, Oklahoma rolled number seven, Florida, 55-20 in the Cotton Bowl Classic. Three games are on tap for New Year's Eve as number 24 Tulsa takes on Mississippi State in the Armed Forces Bowl. Mid-American Conference champion Ball State will meet Mountain West Conference champs, number 22 San Jose State in the Arizona Bowl, and West Virginia will take on Army in the Liberty Bowl. Traditionally, the Sun Bowl is held on New Year's Eve, but this year's edition was canceled because of rising COVID cases in El Paso, Texas, the home of the game. It's the first time in the 85-year history of the game that it's been called off. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Nowrocki.
Actress Dawn Wells has died. Marianne on Gilligan's Island TV show died Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California, from coronavirus complications. She was 82. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Welcome back to the show. Nice to have you with us on a New Year's Eve. Little Duckwind. It's Auld Lang Syne. It's Scottish, isn't it? Have you ever done that Times Square thing? I haven't. I've never really understood the public drunkenness of the New Year's Eve thing. I think we've all been to New Year's Eve parties, houses, and things like that. But only one time did I go to a big public one. San Francisco, it was about 20 years ago, and some friends were going, and they go, hey, why don't you come? It was on one of the piers, and it was okay, but I never understood why everybody was so happy. And I'm not like a fuddy-duddy, and I'm not like joyless, but I never understood what was so exciting. Oh my gosh, it's like, you know, getting excited to see your odometer turned to 50,000. Or look, hey, it's five fives. Wait, hold on. It's a big moment. It's all in a row. I just never, you know, the only good thing about it would be like if you were, you know, in the eighth grade and maybe you could kiss a girl you had a crush on. You know, it's like, Happy New Year. You got to give me a kiss. Okay. Other than that, what's the, I never understood, like, the thrill, the hat and the glasses with the ear in it and all that stuff. It's like, we're going to burn this town down. We're going to paint the town red. Like, what? I don't know. I just never really got into it. I don't understand the thrill. I mean, it's, Happy New Year. Cool. It's New Year. Hopefully it's better and all that stuff. I don't want to act like it doesn't exist. But just the absolute state of felicity people get over it. I think it's just an excuse to drink. It's just like I'm Mexican on Cinco de Mayo and I'm Irish on St. Patrick's Day. You know? Then people who want to drink, I'm excited that the calendar is changed. All right, let's talk some sports on the other side. Come on back.
Rates have dropped to near all-time lows at ClearPath Lending. Rates are as low as 1.75% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 1.986% APR. Call ClearPath Lending, 844-800-3205. Loan officers are standing by. ClearPath Lending at 844-800-3205.
Loans not available in all states. 1.75% rate, 1.986% APR. Subject to 800 minimum FICO score and includes up to 2 discount points. Other restrictions apply. Call 888-855-6361 or visit clearpathlending.com for details about credit costs, terms, and license information. ClearPath Lending Incorporated. 15615 Alton Parkway, Suite 300, Irvine, California, 92618. NMLS ID number 936436. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California financing law license number 603J783 in California. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Call now and save thousands. 844-800-3205.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Back to the show. Great to have you with us, New Year's Eve. And we about a half hour, we'll talk to Seamus McDonough. And I can't help but say it like that. I'm sorry. If I say Seamus McDonough, it sounds stupid. And it's the old-fashioned way of spelling McDonough to McDonough. McDonough. All right.
Do that accent for him. See if he likes it. Probably not. I won't get into that too much, but I need to give you some picks. I need to tell you who's going to win and who's going to lose in the National Football League. And everybody going to be playing. Gots to do it. Ain't no Monday Night Football on the last week. Everybody's got to get their game in. Child, please. And let's start off with the Patriots hosting the Jets. Patriots will be missing the playoffs. They are 6-9. The Jets are 2-13. Jared Stidham is not the answer. Do I think the Jets go up there and keep this baby rolling? No. Bill Belichick does not want to lose two games, especially to a team that he hates. At least I think he hates. In the Jets. It's not going to happen. I think the Patriots win. The Cowboys and the Giants. This one, I'm telling you, this one might be worth waking up for. Rick, it's at 10 a.m.
I know. But seriously, this one might be interesting, especially if the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Washington football team. Because if that happens, then whoever wins that game is going to win the NFC East and go to the playoffs. Remember I said there wasn't going to be any 6-10 team? Do you remember when I said that? Well, maybe I'm wrong. But it's going to be in New York. And I have a feeling that the Cowboys are going to choke. I'm going to be rooting for them just because I think the Cowboys are infinitely more interesting than the Giants. No offense, Big Blue. But just the whole, how. Can you imagine Andy Dalton leading them to a Super Bowl victory? I actually could. 1% of me, but I could. But I think they choke. I'll take the Giants at home. The Lions. Lions, Tigers, and Bears, oh my. They'll be taking on the Vikes in Detroit. And the Vikings will try to avoid going 6-10. The Lions will be hoping to go 6-10. I say Dalvin Cook has another big day. Vikings went on the road, the black and blue division. Also, the Steelers and the Browns. I mean, we just heard about COVID hitting the Browns. It is Thursday. I guess there's a possibility that this game could get pushed back. This game is not going to get pushed back. It has playoff ramifications, and I don't care if the Browns have to put Bernie Kosar in a quarterback. They're going to play this game. And I predict that Myles Garrett is going to go nuts on Mason Rudolph. Remember, Myles Garrett took off the helmet, hit him in the head with it. And after the game, just everything right. I don't know what I did. I was a madman. I'm so sorry. This isn't the way I was raised. It's not who I am. I can't believe that happened to me. It's such a moment of madness. Then a couple days later, he goes, he called me the N-word. What? He called me the N-word. Why didn't you say that at the time? That's why, I mean, it's hard to say Myles Garrett is a liar. I don't know him, and I wasn't there, so I don't know the truth. Only Mason Rudolph really knows the truth. I think if he got called the N-word, that would have been the first, it should have been the first thing out of his mouth after the game. And a lot of people would have been more sympathetic to him being clubbed by his own helmet. But regardless, I think Myles Garrett has a big day. And the Brownies bring it home. The Bills will face the Dolphins up there in a place that Ryan Fitzpatrick knows very well. Do they still call it Rich Stadium? Ralph Wilson Rich Stadium. The Bills can guarantee themselves a home game with a victory, so I think they win this game. The Dolphins are desperately fighting to win this game. And they have a pretty good defense. I think this is going to be a good game. The Bills, by the way, are only favored by 1.5 points. So I still think the Bills win. The Bucks and the Falcons. You never know with the Falcons when they're going to... I mean, the Falcons, when you least expect it, they rise up and all that great talent on offense comes through. I don't think it's one of those days. And the Falcons will be a ridiculous 4-12 on the year. The Buccaneers will win the 11th game with Mr. Stetson at the helm. The Bengals will be taking on the Ravens in Cincinnati. The Ravens desperately need to win this game. The Bengals are favored by 13 points. I want to take the Bengals so bad, but I can't. I just can't. I think the Ravens win. The Chiefs will take on the Chargers. The over-under in this one is a 44, by the way. Well, let's get back to the picks in a second because we got Scott out there in Sacramento. Happy New Year, Scott. What are you doing?
How's it going, Rick?
What you got, bud?
Okay, so as a Niners fan, I really don't think that Jimmy G is the quarterback of the future. As a non-Niners fan, what's your assessment of him?
Well, 2 years ago, I would have traded you Derek Carr for him. That's what I thought of him. I wouldn't do that now. The poor guy can't stay healthy. And I know Kyle and John always point out that they're like, 27-5 when he plays and 5-27 when he doesn't. I think with the money they have invested in him, I think they're going to give him one more year.
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't say that because I'm ready to move on from him. And the thing is, people always say, "Well, the Niners don't need a stud quarterback to win." I'm like, "Yeah, just because you don't need one, quote unquote, doesn't mean that you should keep him." I mean, that's easy for me to say. I mean, I'm not a general manager, but if they can only rely, or quote unquote, only rely on the run game,
then they're not very dynamic. I mean, look how good Kittle is. If you had a legit quarterback to throw to Kittle and to Debo, Kendrick Bourne even, I mean, that's what I want to see. So I don't know who they would get.
You know what I think they? You know what I think they do, Scott? I think they do something weird. I was talking about this earlier. I think they like take a Mac Jones in the second round. So it's like, it's not heir apparent, but it's definitely a guy breathing down his neck. I think they're going to do something like that.
Yeah, well, obviously Trevor Lawrence is not going to fall into the Niners' lap. But speaking of Lawrence, what I mean, everybody says he's the greatest since Andrew Luck and all this. How do you think he's actually going to fare in the NFL with Jacksonville?
Well, Jacksonville stinks, but I think he's going to do very well. I mean, I just look at another 6'6" guy in Justin Herbert. I think he's going to be like Justin Herbert. I think he's going to be the real deal.
Yeah, he's a stud. All right, thanks, Rick. Have a good new year.
Hey, thanks for the call, Scott. I appreciate it. And look, I know a lot of fans, the Niner fans, are sick of Jimmy G. And Niner fans, too, you know, they've been spoiled with some Hall of Famers. And even the guy who followed the Hall of Famers in Montana and Young went to Pro Bowls and broke their records and Jeff Garcia. And Garoppolo's frustrating because, you know, he's hurt and he had a couple of poor games this year. But look around, man. Look at these Taylor Heinickes. They're going to give Garoppolo one more year. But I'm telling you, like, if that Mac Jones, somebody like that, is sitting there in the second round, I bet you they draft him just to light a fire under Garoppolo and to have a guy that they like in case he doesn't get it done. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back, y'all.
Who's watching? Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
You guys will wear jerseys for teams that you're not even on. But you think you're on the team? You'll be like, yeah, last night I guess we just didn't score enough. Last night I guess we just didn't play enough defense. We? The Redskins don't need you. Okay, that's like me watching Grey's Anatomy in scrubs.
Don't be getting your granny panties all in a bunch. We got Rick Tittle up in here.
My granny panties is in a bunch. Girl, come on in. 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up the next Seamus. Segment McDonough. We'll have Segment McDonough in the next Seamus. Back to the picks.
The National Football League.
We did the morning ones. Let's do the afternoon. The Chiefs will host the Chargers. Chiefs are 14-1. And we'll get to those picks in a second. But let's go out to, as the King Ed Rock would say, the island of Manhattan. What is going on, Charlie?
Hey, Rick. I promised I wasn't going to call you today, but I lied because I had a question about the Raiders and their finale. To you as a fan, and you're on the same level of fandom as I am, I would imagine. I don't expect that you cry after losses like I do sometimes. But is it really that big a deal at this point if they go 8-8 or 7-9? I mean, obviously, you don't want a losing season as a fan. But do you like if they lose Sunday? Will it matter to you?
It will matter because it's the Broncos, you know, and
yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah. That's the biggest reason why I just despise them. So with every fiber of my being and 8-8 is mediocrity, but a losing team is pretty humiliating. So it's not a massive deal. They still miss the playoffs and that's what it's all about. But I'll say to your question, yes, it does matter.
Yeah, and listen, like right now I'm obviously once the game starts, I'll be all in and rooting for them with every fiber of my being. And yes, 8-8 is better for obvious reasons. But the season as a whole has been a disaster in my opinion. So that's why I was saying, will that take a sting out of the fact that they started 6-3? Had the second the easiest second half schedule, and it had another complete Gruden collapse.
No sting will be removed. No scab will be cured. It's still, you know, it's playoffs or bust at this point for that team, and they didn't get it done. So no, it'll still be a sting of a season. We did have some great moments, but that's all we have. A highlight here, a highlight there. You missed the playoffs.
Yes. I fully agree. But, yes, I'm with you. I want them – getting back into, like, the Jets wanting them – my friend wanting them to lose. I could never root for my team to lose in any situation or any circumstance. It's just not in my fiber, in my being. And I question anyone's fandom if you can actually root for your team to lose. Even, you know, Jacksonville fans are rooting for the Bears. That just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. But, I just wanted to get your sense on your vibe on the game. And that's all, Rick. Anyway, buddy,
thanks.
Have a happy new year. Take care,
you
man.
Too. Thanks, my man. Thanks for calling in and appreciate it. Hope to hear from you next year. It's Charlie in Manhattan.
a Raider fan in New York, just like Run DMC. I think they just wore the jackets because they were cool. Starter jackets. I still have mine somewhere. Doesn't fit, I don't think. I wore it in college. I don't think I would fit into it. 1-800-878-PLAY. So just to wrap up Chiefs and Chargers, I think the Chiefs take care of business. Although, you know, a lot of their victories have been very close. And I mean a lot of their victories have been close. But they are at Arrowhead. At a certain point, you know, Mahomes is going to sit down. I wouldn't even start him in this game. But I still think the Chargers are lame enough to lose that game. Then you get the... Let's talk about them Broncos and Raiders, because Denver already has 10 losses. One of them already to, I want to say, Oakland, to Vegas this year. If the Raiders go out there and lay an egg, I mean... Who's gone 500 that you admire? Do you admire Bob Guerin? Do you admire Tom Cable? No. Do you get $10 million a year as a coach to go 500? No. But said it once, say it a ninth time. John Gruden is the first coach in NFL history to start 3 seasons, 6-3, and miss the playoffs. I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos win. By the way, the Raiders are favored by 2.5 in that one. It's always a tough game. I actually believe the Raiders will lose. I really do. Now that there's nothing to play for, I think they're going to go out there, and I think they're going to lay an egg. By the way, I just saw a note from Dominic, who's a Niner fan. He's in the other side of this broadcast in the city. He's hoping the Niners can get Najee Harris. Wow. Well, I believe that Najee Harris will last until the second round. So, Dominic, you might get your wish. That would be cool to have him play in the Bay Area, too. So, the Panthers will take on the Saints. See the Taysom Hill show. How many broken ribs does Drew Brees have at this point? And, yeah, he's still playing with them. But, I mean, do you risk him in this game? It really doesn't mean much at this point. I still think that the Saints find a way to win, but I wouldn't expect to see too much out of Drew Brees. The Colts will be taking on the Jaguars. Some people say Jaguars, or as they say in England, Jaguar. The Colts bring it home. They win their 11th game. And the Jaguars are a nice 1-15, and welcome to Florida, Trevor Lawrence. The Texans and the Titans, we talked about Tennessee on the road, and can Derrick Henry run for 223 to get to 2,000? I don't think he does. There's really no reason for him to do that. I'd rather actually try to keep him fresh if I were them. Then you get the Seahawks and the Niners. The Seahawks come down to Arizona and win that game. The Niners will put up a fight like they usually do, but I think Seattle wins. Duh! Bears will host the Packers. The Bears, I think they win and they're in. They'll be 9-7. You know what? I think the Bears win this game. They really need it. I'll go with Chicago. Then the Rams and the Cardinals. Both these teams still playoff eligible. I think the Rams turn it around and win at home. And then you have Sunday Night Football, Eagles and Washington Football Team. And that got moved to the night because whoever wins Dallas and the Giants, they will sit there and pray for Philadelphia to win that game, because then they will be division champs. Will Philadelphia be able to bring it home? I say with Taylor Heinicke at quarterback, I say that they will. I think Jalen Hurts and Philadelphia are able to beat the Heinicke football team. And then the Cowboys, I hope it's the Cowboys too, because they'll be 7-9. I don't want to see a 6-10 team go to the playoffs. That would be the worst of all. You cannot lose. There should be a rule that you can't lose double-digit games and make the playoffs, right? Is that a fair rule? You're going to lose 10 games and make the playoffs. Remember, the Cowboys were 3-9. 3-9, and a four-game win streak might see them actually make the playoffs. We've had 7-9 before. I think we can live with that. So that's really, I mean, there are, like I said, there are games with playoff ramifications, and if you're a Rams and a Cardinal fan, you can't believe how exciting that's going to be. And, you know, what does Green Bay need to do? They don't need to risk Aaron Rodgers in that game. So I think that's why the Bears are able to bring it home. The Colts are still fighting, and teams fighting all over the place. The Ravens, the Dolphins still fighting. The Browns aren't in yet. But it's really, I mean, the NFL is doing it right with that Sunday night game. Because if they had switched it around, if Washington won the early game and the Cowboys and the Giants were the night game, it would have been useless, superfluous. We'd already have a division winner that would have zero playoff ramifications. So the NFL knows what they're doing. They know that. I mean, I'll get my eyeballs on it on Sunday night. I'll be interested. How about that? How high? Or maybe the Daniel Jones New York Giants. 6-10. See you in the playoffs. Then they win the Super Bowl. Who'd have thunk it? We'll make movies about it and write books. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with Seamus McDonough.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. You can even order at O'ReillyAuto.com and we'll deliver it curbside. Protect your engine from sludge and wear at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseen.
It's 2 a.m. on New Year's, and the combo of greasy sliders and week-old eggnog has your stomach feeling like it's ready to uncork like cheap champagne.
For your first resolution, do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseen?
Take Nauseen.
Correct. Nauseen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get fast-acting Nauseen now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show actor Seamus McDonough. And he was also a professional boxer as well, fought Holyfield once. Seamus, an interesting background. You were briefly a Brummie, and then you grew up in the Republic, and then you ended up in Brooklyn. What a interesting way to grow up, huh? Hello? I think we lost Seamus. Well, if we get him, unless I'm not on the air right now. This is what usually happens where, oh, okay, I am on the air. I can't believe he mentioned I was born in Birmingham. I'm hanging up. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. What are you thankful for? No. 1-800-878-7529. A little bit more. You know, I just sort of mentioned in passing. Oh, yeah, by the way, Becky Hammon became the first woman to be a coach in a regular season NBA game. Steph Curry tweeted his congratulations to her, but I mean, Hammond was really a WNBA legend, and then she's been with Greg Popovich's staff for 6 years. I think she's a name that we all know. She's risen through the ranks, and we have it back. Seamus, are you with us?
I am. I'm here now.
Oh, okay. I was just saying that, you know, you were a Brummie, and then you were in the Republic, and then you're in Brooklyn. That's a pretty interesting first 18 years, huh?
It was very interesting and quite shocking when I came from a town of 100 people in Ireland. We went from Birmingham to the country in Dublin first, and my dad built a house in Enfield County, Meath, and we moved there, tiny little town of 100 people. And then late teenager, I moved to Brooklyn. Yeah, it was quite the shock, culture shock.
So when you're like in County Meath, do you have a rivalry between like County Kildare and the neighbors and the, you know, the people in Sligo, or is it... Do you have that same type of thing in Ireland?
Of course. I'm surprised, you know, County Kildare, we were a mile from the border, and we had a huge rivalry. Basically, we were, I didn't have friends, I had opponents.
Good stuff. So when did you first start taking up the sweet science? Was it at the 18th Avenue Boxing Club there?
That wasn't the first time. Actually, my dad started an historic little club in the town of 100 people. And within a couple of years, he was so obsessed with boxing, he was a professional boxer himself in London, that we were one of the best clubs in the region, and then we became one of the best clubs in the country within a couple of years.
Wow. I remember, I don't know if you remember the show SCTV, but the character played by John Candy, he always went by Big Jim McDonough. That's basically your dad, right?
You're kidding me. That's Big Jim. Yeah, my brother-in-law, Vinnie Toner, christened my dad Big Jim.
Well, there you go. So as you rise through the ranks and Golden Gloves, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you faced Holyfield, that was supposed to be the fight of the century between Tyson and Holyfield. But, of course, Tyson lost to Buster Douglas in Tokyo, and then that's how you got in. Is that right?
Yes, and it actually became the fight of the century for me. So, Mike went for a warm-up fight to Japan to fight Buster Douglas and didn't train correctly like often happens, can happen. And he got beaten, and it was the biggest shock in history. And I was watching the fight and having no idea that I was going to be part of this this whole occurrence. So they first asked me to fight Mike. I said, you're not going to fight Mike. The first time a cruiserweight. And then they asked me to fight George Foreman. I said, he's twice my size. And then they asked me to fight Evander. We said, nah, I'm a cruiserweight. But then they made an offer. They said, okay, if you beat Evander, and I had a great punch. They said, if you beat Evander, you'll be fighting, you'll be making $25 million in the next fight. So we took the fight.
Yeah, I still, as a sports fan, that's still the most shocking thing I've ever seen in my life was that, you know, him searching the mat for his mouthpiece and is just...
Yeah,
unbelievable. So when you were fighting Holyfield, did you get a bit peckish and think about nibbling his ear? What was the game plan?
Well, I'm a vegetarian. Jim, no, I'm not. You know what? That's shocking you would ask me that because Tommy Gallagher, who worked my corner with Bobby Barbero and Joe Baffy, came in the dressing room right before the fight. He was the cut man. And Tommy comes over to me and my manager, Nick, who was my trainer, a great guy. Tommy says, what's the game plan? And I looked at my manager and trainer, and he looked at me, and we realized we really didn't have a game plan. We weren't prepared at all for the fight. We had about a month's notice, a month and a half maybe. And you know what? My game plan was to knock him out. And it was quite the big game plan, but it didn't work.
Speaking with Seamus McDonough, we'll talk about Kid Shamrock here in a second. But you got a degree at St. John's, and I think about, you know, Chris Mullen, Irish Brooklyn, Colin Quinn. Were you surprised just how Irish, or at least Irish-American, Brooklyn and most of New York really is?
I was shocked. They're like more Irish than the Irish themselves.
All right, so I know you've always been kind of a ham. You like dancing and acting and that type of stuff. And so when did you decide? I mean, you hung up the gloves not long after Holyfield, and then you said you were going to go full bore into acting, like, I don't know, like Randall Tex Cobb getting a Raising Arizona type of thing?
Well, like a lot of things in my life, it happened by accident. My car got towed again in Manhattan, and I was on the west side, standing on the corner of 34th and 11th, and a guy pulls up with the lights out of nowhere and shouts over my name, and he had this Dublin accent. He goes, Seamus McDonough! And so I thought, well, I'm going uptown. He says, can I get a ride uptown with you? I didn't know who the hell he was. Get in the car with him, and he happened to be Jimmy Smallhorn, who's one of the top actors in Ireland, and Jimmy told me that he got his first lead in an off-Broadway play at the Irish Arts Center. And I, being the ham that I am, like you mentioned, said, well, have they finished auditions? He said, no, tomorrow's the last day. So I came down the last day. The artistic director and director of the play, Nye Heron, who's assistant director on all the Jim Sheridan movies, saw me audition, gave me the part right away, and I was into acting.
Absolutely unbelievable. It's almost, do you think like it's the universe stepping in, or do you think it's blind luck?
I think there's definitely something going on in this universe that we're not really aware of yet, or becoming more aware of, that I think it's karma. There's a new restaurant on my block called Karma. And it's
well, you're in the city now, so like, are you at Kate O'Brien's and the Abbey Tavern and those Geary bars?
You know what? I don't drink. I haven't drank in over 25 years. That was a big problem for me at one stage, and I don't drink anymore. Yeah.
Well, as I know, as they say in the British Isles, the drink culture is hard to avoid with the public house, isn't it?
Of course, yes. That's why it's called a public house. Everyone can go there.
Yeah, and I like how you say you're not going to a bar, you're going down the pub, aren't you?
Down to the pub, yeah.
So tell me a little bit. I mean, when we think of Tyson, we think of Customato and just right out of Central Casting, you know, give him hell, Rock, you know, that type of Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
What was it like to train under Customato?
I didn't actually train. I had one session with Cus. I was in the Catskills. I was actually at an Irish festival, and the guy was talking to some guy, a local guy, and he says, I know Customato. I didn't really know who Customato was. I know I've heard of Floyd Patterson and those guys. So he said, yeah, let me bring you over there. So he drove me over to see me Cus. I had no idea he had trained some of the greatest fighters of all time. And we're talking, and Cus says, you know what? Come up here and train with me. And I thought, okay, so let me ask him a couple of questions. And I said to Cus, I says, we'll talk about different things. I says, what kind of headgear do you use when you spar? And Cus said, we don't use headgear. And I, at the time, just with my fears, said, wow, I don't want to spar without headgear. So I didn't go up there, you know, and I'm actually glad I didn't. He actually knew my manager, Nick Baffey, and they called Nick and they had a talk, and Nick said, yeah, stay down here. So then I actually, right after that, a couple of months later, I quit drinking for about 6 months, and I won the Golden Gloves in New York City in the Madison Square Garden. And Muhammad Ali gave me the Golden Gloves as a present.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I would imagine, too, knowing, you know, being Catholic and knowing FBI, as we say, foreign-born Irish, that the accent at first, when you're younger, you get teased like Lucky Charms. But I'm telling you, the girls, when they hear the Gaelic brogue, it does work, doesn't it?
That's what I've heard. Yes, that's what I've heard.
All right. So, Kid Shamrock, tell us a little bit more about this off-Broadway play.
Well, I was sitting here in my apartment where I am right now in San Francisco, and I got a email out of the blue from a guy named Bobby Cassidy Jr., who I remembered from the fight days. He was a reporter, sports reporter, and the email said, I've written a play about my dad. My dad's supposed to play the lead. He's getting too old. He can't do it. Will you be the lead in my off-Broadway play? And I was like, what? And, you know, quite an offer. So I said, can I read the play first? So I read the play. The first edition of the play was 12 pages long. I was like, I cried. It was a beautiful play, and it's been extended since. And I got cast, and we've done it about 3 or 4 times, and we're looking to do it again.
Outstanding. And where can people, where else can we find out more about you, I should say, Seamus? Where should we look?
Well, I have a website. How I pay the rent now is I have a little marketing business based around shoeshine, would you believe? And it's called shoeshine.com, and all my info's on there. It doesn't really advertise me. I'm not much of a promoter. So, but
you have professional promoters.
Yes, exactly. Madison Square Garden, actually, at the time. And, yeah.
Well, fascinating life so far. Still going strong. Seamus McDonough, thanks for coming on. Happy New Year, buddy.
Thank you, Rick. Take care, bud.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, my air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it. Jeff, a customer, wrote, my air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost. Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, my heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one. Lisa, a customer, wrote, my heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost. For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
To me, it's like a mountain, a vast bowl of pus.
Tittle beats his servants.
Quick update. Ryan Fitzpatrick has COVID. He will not play for the Dolphins. So Tua's backup will be Jake Rudock. Jake Rudock has thrown five passes for the Lions in his career with no touchdowns and one interception. This is why Garoppolo is going to be sticking around. All right, let's close out the year with our boy Mario in Florida. What's up, man?
Don Wells, ever on the love boat or never on the love boat?
Oh, I'm sure she was, right?
She was. Yep, she was. She was one of the, in fact, I think she was about midway through and probably more than once. So this is the first time I am going into a new year in a very long time, more concerned about games than the draft for my NFL team.
How about that? The Buccaneers are a playoff team.
Yeah, and it broke my heart. I did not think that the Vegas Raiders were going to sneak in because I was pretty sure the Ravens were going to take care of business against the Giants. But still, that was a hell of a way to lose, and I felt terribly for Raider Nation out there, man. So, you feel good about next year, or not so good about next year?
No, it's the same regime. It's the same guy making the picks. It's probably the same quarterback. It's probably going to be another 8-8 mediocrity year.
Did you feel that when he sat on it and kicked the field goal, that was the right decision or the wrong decision,
At the time, I said, boy, you are some cool cucumbers. This is really playing with fire. You're really asking for it. And they didn't pull it off.
They didn't. I mean, it really came down. It was such a peculiar set of events that led to losing that game. I kind of see why people are able to defend the decision. How often are you, well, in the case of the Raiders,
right.
I shouldn't ask how often are they going to blow that. Anyway, Happy New Year, right. Rick. Enjoy 2021 better than you did 2020, I'm sure.
All right, you too, Mario. To you and yours, Happy New Year, my friend. And to all of you out there, Happy New Year. And my thanks to everybody over on the San Francisco side as we'll continue doing these shows from my house. And, of course, special thanks to Dominic Jimenez, who wears so many hats as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Happy New Year, folks.
Man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.